96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Every day this week, we've seen high school students and some college students as well walking out of class and taking to the streets to protest the election of Donald Trump. From the suburbs to the district, they blocked traffic and made their voices heard, many of them not old enough to vote. Well, tonight we're hearing about the message behind the movement and what this says about our young people. Joining me in studio are Busayo Makubela. He's a youth advocate and a high school protester. Also, Wes Ellington Felton, a musician and social activist. And on the phone, Jenks Morton, filmmaker and social activist. Lines are open if you want to give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. You can also follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR and HFisherWHUR. I'm interested also if there are any young people out there that have participated in the protests this week. I'd be interested in hearing what you believe your message is and how you feel about those protests. So again, those lines are open. I would like to talk to you. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Let me start with you, Busayo. Okay, how old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15. Is this the first protest that you've ever participated in?
No, and I've organized a lot more. This I wasn't as big of an organizer in, but no, this is not my first protest, and it's definitely not my last.
Tell me about it.
So, you know, I come from a family of activists and, you know, I feel like it's not only just my responsibility, but it's the moral obligation of the youth and the people who can vote, but also the people who just the thought process of having to think about what you're going to do, how you're going to interact with the world. And you have a moral obligation to make sure that thought process is not only heard by the mass media, but is also smart and intelligent. So I feel like, you know, the public has the right to speak out against these things, and they also need to be educated so that they can make effective and powerful moves.
Now, you're at the School Without Walls.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So how did this organization of this protest come about? How did you do it? Did you have help? Did you have meetings, you know, dancing around the bonfire? How did that work?
Okay. So, you know, social media is such a huge part in our daily lives. So, you know, we've organized it through social media, a lot of posting and whatnot. And we also, you know, we came together, you know, talk to your friends, because it wasn't just Walls. It was a DCPS event. Over 3,000 students were there. So, you know, you're texting your friends at Anacostia, you're texting your friends at Wilson, you know, oh, come to the protest, come to the protest. School Without Walls specifically had a meeting after school the day before. I actually did not attend, but the meeting was there, talked about it. We left a little bit later than the other schools because we are so close to downtown D.C. But everybody came out. I think most, if not all, schools were represented, and the majority of my school left.
Jenks, let me ask your opinion about this. Full disclosure for those who, you know, don't know, you know, Jenks, filmmaker, social activist, but we went to high school together, Eleanor Roosevelt. When we were 15, we may have been aware, but we didn't do anything like this.
Hats off to the young scholar there on having such a clarity of thought and clarity of a vision to take on this kind of challenge, if you will, at this juncture. You know, my general thoughts, again, are to applaud them, but, you know, back to the hat that I wear when it comes to protest and advocacy, you start with what do you want before you execute. So their voices are heard, I think. They have been seen. But more importantly, at the end of the day, when all of the dust has settled down, what did you get and what did you want? Those are the very, very strategic long-term vision questions you have to ask when you're thinking about this type of advocacy. So, I mean, what do you want? It falls into, well, do you want Trump to be repealed or you want him impeached? Not going to happen. Do you want Hillary in? Is that going to... Those kind of things aren't going to happen.
And that's not what we were protesting for, sir.
I'm not saying that's what you did. I'm just giving that as an example. My point is, when Barack Obama was elected, the Republicans didn't protest the way we did here. They went back and set out strategy sessions, and they got exactly what they wanted. They decided that they needed 25% of the Latino vote, and they got it. A lot of this discussion has been around white racism or the white middle working class. Donald Trump got 25%, 26% of Hispanic women and 33% of Hispanic men.
Mm-hmm.
They got what they wanted, which was to put a Republican in the office. Now, Donald Trump is a whole other set of worms, but they got what they wanted. So when you execute these types of things, the first question before you put first foot to the pavement is, what do you want?
Well, Basayo, go ahead and respond to what Jenks said before I go to Wes.
And okay, thank you. I think that was very valid, but I would like to respectfully disagree in the fact that Republicans did protest. There's a lot of pictures of how they didn't deny Obama. The Not My President thing was not from the 2016 election. It was actually from the 2008 election, where right conservatives were absolutely outraged that there was a black man in office. And by no means is Obama the end-all be-all to black struggles, but I think that that shook them, definitely. And our goal, what we did want, I think that is very valid, because I think it's very distorted by the media, by adults, even by some of the kids at the protest. And so our goal was to show that we are unified as youth, that we're not going to let another thing like this happen when we are able to vote, and that we know Trump isn't going to be impeached, or at this point, we have accepted that he's going to be the president. We're not trying to necessarily get Hillary in office, but what we are trying to say is that we're not going to stand for it. And off a president-elect based on division, we're going to stand unified with each other, with the LGBT community, people of color. All the youth are coming out and saying, hey, I don't necessarily agree with the Not My President thing, but hey, he's our president, and now we're prepared for what we need to do, what we're going to do, and how to stand by each other. What I agree, we have the attention, and I think we need to act on the attention. While I'm not the only youth talking about this, a lot of my friends are, and a lot of us are planning another protest, which I feel should be off of a school day. The reason we did it on the school day initially was to draw the attention. Now we have to work behind the scenes to make the big things happen.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the youth protests that have followed the election of President Donald Trump. If you want to participate in this conversation, particularly if you are one of the young people who participated in the protest this week, we would like to hear from you. Wes, what are your thoughts about the social activism that we've seen and the kinds of things that Busayo has already shared with us?
Well, first and foremost, man, I love it. As a School Without Walls alumnus myself, I think back into my days when I was a rebel at that age. I think we often as adults hate getting old. Okay. Mm-hmm. We get complacent now. We get comfortable. We have to worry about things like bills. You know, now our moral compass often is that same compass of which bill we're going to pay this week or this month. Fortunately, that's why we have young people who are still optimistic, who have not been tainted or jaded, who have not been rough too much, where they still have optimism. We can't forget that if we're talking about 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th graders, we're talking about the voters in the next election cycle. So the fact that they are already starting a grassroots movement and campaign or sense of consciousness in the political level that, oh man, they're going to be awesome by the time 4 years comes from now.
And let us say, okay, when is your birthday, Busayo?
February 4th.
February 4th. So you're going to be 16 this coming February, which means during the midterm election cycle, which is just in 2 years, you will be eligible to vote.
Absolutely. Actually, I'm 15, February 4th. I'm almost 15. I just said
almost 15. Okay, yes. There you go.
Excellent.
Well, either way.
I often equate it to when a lot of my friends now, like myself, who are parents, and we complain about hip hop now and how we don't understand what the young people, you know, are listening to. And, you know, sometimes we have to understand that in order for us to, hear the young people, we gotta listen. We gotta pull back our own blinders and sometimes our own kind of, you know, ways that we often, you know, kind of hated that our parents were, or maybe our grandparents often were towards us. I think it's an amazing thing to see these young people, even if they don't know exactly what a movement is or the steps, like the brother on the phone was mentioning, at least they know that they're standing up for something right. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are at home with the parents who are frustrated and mad and emotional. You know, we're the ones that have been really carrying it. So the idea that these young people have chosen to take it to the streets and kind of air out and vent out probably a lot of things that are being taken out on them by their parents with their frustrations, who didn't or did participate in the voting process. These kids, are what they're doing is awesome.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about youth protesters, not only here in the D.C. metro, but across the country. Let's go to Kirby. Kirby calling from Lanham. Kirby, what's on your mind?
Hello. My question is for the young team there. First mm-hmm. of all, I want to commend you. I want you to keep speaking your mind because I'm somewhat of a conspiracy theorist. I do have my own thoughts about the government and what have you. But if you feel that you have an objection to anything, I appreciate your voice. I appreciate the movement. I stand by you guys, especially the youth, because I believe in you. I know that the millennials will make so many decisions for us in the future that I can only take my hat off to them. I respect this young man. Not only is he well-spoken, he's well, you know, educated as far as politics, and I really agree with him to a certain extent. I do not appreciate that they leave school during school hours and what have you, but to have your voice heard, I understand that you have to do things that you don't expect to do or understand that you have to do these things that you weren't brought up to do, and that's just being a rebel. But you are my future. Continue to fight. Continue to do whatever you do. Do it in a clear mind, a clear state. And please do it, you know, consciously.
Well, Kirby, hold on, because I want you to hear his response, and I've got to take a break. Also, we're going to say goodbye to Jenks Morton. Jenks, always good to talk to you, and thanks for contributing to the conversation. Don't forget
to the young man again. That's an impressive young man. He
absolutely, really, yeah, especially at almost 15. So,
and no, we did not walk.
We didn't walk the streets at all. No, we didn't do any of that. So,
that's all. Thanks again,
Jenks. Good to talk to you. You're going to take a break. But the Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Omar, Tony, and of course Kirby, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. We're going to talk to you after the break. The Daily Drum, of course, will continue. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network.